Moncrief on News Talk.
The porn industry tends to have a poor reputation, and often for very good reasons. So is it possible to produce ethical pornography, especially porn that's aimed at women and reflects a woman's view? For nearly 10 years, Anna Richards has been running a website called Frolic Me, which aims to do just that. Anna, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
What were you doing before this?
Well, I wasn't in the industry, that was for sure. I was just a woman in her 40s. I have always had businesses, and I've always been into sort of marketing and brands and so on. And it always staggered me that one of the biggest industries out there, I just couldn't find a brand that someone like myself was interested in when it came to erotica.
Yeah, because I mean, if you weren't in the industry at all before, how do you even go about starting? You know, I would imagine that might have been a bit of a learning curve.
Do you know what it was? And it was something where I had to look around and sort of see, you know, what was going on, who was doing what, and basically formulate my views as to what it was I wanted to do. But it was a case of reaching out and gathering a small team to start with, and then the rest just sort of flowed thereafter. But I thought, actually, you know, one of the most positive things was the fact I wasn't from the industry. Therefore, everything I've done, I've just done through the eyes of a woman who believed things can be done differently. You know, it's possible for erotic films to be produced, both ethically made and consumed.
Mm. And when you say ethically made, what does that mean in practice?
Yeah, I mean, it's become a little bit of a buzz, I suppose. People talk about ethical porn. But for me, ethical porn is about being very much inclusive creatively and showing natural, consensual pleasure for everybody to enjoy, men, women, couples. And I wanted to do depict sex that was made with the well-being and consent of all those involved. So everybody in front of the camera, as well as everybody behind the camera, and that everyone would be fairly compensated for the work and very much feel valued and part of the creation.
Mm. But would you, for instance, have a thing like an intimacy coach?
Well, that, I suppose, is actually what I have been doing all these years. And yet, not necessarily realizing that now what my job is very much like an intimacy coach. I mean, we're very female focused, but we're also, the team is mainly women as well. So the whole way that we produce in terms of our care, attention for everybody involved, and the approach and the focus on healthy sexuality and making sure that what we portray is right, you know, in that this is going out into the big wide world, and therefore it's important that we actually, we have a duty of care, both in the content we produce and how we produce it.
Mm. And to kind of frame it from a woman's gaze as opposed to the male gaze, try and explain to us what that means in practical terms.
Yeah, people will think, so where's the difference? You know, if it's a woman looking at it, do you know what? If people always say, oh, if it's made by a woman, it's got to be soft. And that's not the case at all. I wouldn't say my films are soft. They're very sexual. But what they do have is the, for me, it was about focusing on female pleasure. Women just weren't really portrayed in that way whenever I'd looked historically at the classic sort of porn that you would find if you went online, which you probably may find would be in tube sites, which are the free sites that you tend to find just dominate search. You tended to find that women were always objectified. They weren't actually part of the pleasure. And for me, I just thought, they've got it so wrong. This is, you know, great sex is about everybody having balanced pleasure. And certainly it's got to be about women and women having great pleasure. And I genuinely think there isn't a man out there that wouldn't agree that being with a woman having an amazing time is actually right up there in terms of a sexy, horny moment. So why was it we always focused on objectifying women? And that was because it was men producing it. And men were thinking, oh, it was about them having the pleasure. It wasn't balanced. And it certainly wasn't about the woman's pleasure.
Yeah, well, and so and a lot of those, the male produced porn has been criticized, and rightfully so, because women are treated as a piece of meat. They're borderline rapey, or not even borderline rapey in many cases. It's all about inflated body parts and perhaps gives a completely unrealistic view of what sex is actually like. So on Frolic Me, are there, you know, are there videos where, you know, it's a quickie or, you know, you kind of fool around a bit and then you fall asleep, as many couples do, you know, that kind of thing. What I mean is like more realistic sex.
It's realistic sex. I believe so. I mean, I've even got some of our erotic films that are even non-penetrative because, you know, there's even people out there, couples, where maybe it's not something they're actually able to do, but they still get lots of pleasure and enjoyment and enjoy toys and plenty of other pleasuring acts, not necessarily always about the penetration. And yes, we've got fun films where it's, you know, the chap sort of maybe struggling to get out of his trousers a little bit because he's so excited and he's having this amazing time. And it's real. You know, there are films and the socks are left on. It's a whole plethora of different styles, genres and situations, but still fantasy led. There's very much, I mean, there's over 500 films on the site, so there's lots to choose from and lots of different genres too. So you've got the exciting group sex, the threesomes, you've got the voyeuristic, you've got some BDSM, you've got lesbian. There's a wonderful array. But yes, I still like to play with a bit of fun as well, and sex is about fun. It's meant to be about fun. Yeah. But somehow we've lost that a little bit in how it's been portrayed.
Yeah. And is the context, is what happens before the sex happens, is that an important part of creating these films?
I think I definitely want to try and set the scene. I mean, at the end of the day, we're talking about a 20, 25 minute length film. So there's only so much you can sort of bring into something like that. But what I do have is I have erotic stories that also add and coat to the erotic scenes so that they often give a lot more context as to maybe who these people are, how they found themselves in this situation, what's happened just before their meeting, what's going on in their minds. So it plays out a lot more in terms of providing that understanding and as I say, the context of what, you know, how this group or couple have come to be. And then you can hear that as an audio as well. We do audio porn and we have galleries and so on. So when you then get to watch the movie, there's already a sense of what is going on. And so I very much do like to play to that sort of understanding that it's not just boom, boom, there we go. I mean, I might have one or two like that because it's the nature of that's what we wanted to do. But otherwise, I do, yes, try and bring in a range of different situations and scenarios.
Yeah. Is it difficult to think up scenarios, given that they all end the same way, pretty much?
Oh, I don't know. I think I could keep going for years thinking of different scenes and scenarios. I think it's amazing when you let your mind run. And even if you find you might even be having a fun conversation with friends over a few drinks or something, and somebody says, oh God, I've always had a fantasy of, and you think, oh, I've never thought about that, you know. So whether it's a fantasy of having sex in a lift, or was it, you know, stranger sex, or is it something where you see you stumble across a room in a hotel and all of a sudden you realize there's a couple in the corner actually having sex and that's playing out in front of you, and it's sort of, there's so many different fantasies I think that we all have, that it's amazing that yes, sex is there, but it's also how it's been packaged, and that's what makes, I think, sex exciting, which is why what I really wanted to bring to the films is that there's always so many different ways of coming across this moment of sex between all these people, and it's about our mind. You know, we've got to stimulate our mind if we want to get sexy. You've got to, our brain is our biggest sexual organ. So the more that we stimulate that and we allow our erotic imagination to become aroused, that's where the desire for sex really comes from.
Would you draw a distinction between porn and erotica?
Yes. I mean, it's very difficult because everybody, whenever you look at something, will go, oh, it's porn. Mm. But actually, pornography can be anything that's sexually stimulating. I mean, it can be something, just a beautiful black and white photograph is technically porn if it's sexually arousing. I think what erotica does is it's where it's looking at much more about the sexual situation, the moment, the individuals. It's taking on far more than just being something that's really just a graphic image for graphic sake. And I think erotica is just something I like to think I'm erotic porn, because it's so much more than just that moment of the sex. Everything else that goes on beforehand, the scenario, the scene, as I've talked about, it's stirring that situation that to me makes the scene erotic. It's up there in your mind as something that you would go, my God, that was an erotic moment. And it's also that sexual chemistry that I think is so important, that is something that I really love to have. And in my films, I mean, I've got a lot of couples that actually work together. Some are married, some are just couples, long-term couples, or even just good friends. They want to work together. And I'm trying to really produce something that is a great way of saying, this is what great sex is about. And to give people that sexy moment, if they were watching it, to go, oh my God, can you imagine? And they themselves, because they're watching it, will just naturally be aroused. And that adds to their own adventures in their own lives.
Yeah, I suppose from what you're saying there, that might be more of the women's way of looking at things, in that it's the entirety of the experience, not just the act itself, whereas a lot of male porn kind of scooches over, like it's the first 30 seconds and everyone has their clothes off kind of thing.
Well, it's always been a bit of a cheap way, I think. I mean, I don't do cheap films, I'll admit. It's something where I want to really get into the pleasure of the moment. But I have a huge following of men, couples and women. And I've got men who are writing to me and go, oh my God, Anna, my wife am I, my girlfriend am I, my partner, we've just watched whatever film. And they'll say, my God, that is my girlfriend's fantasy in full color. And he is genuinely as excited to have found that film, to find the site, as she has. And for me, that's what I love. This is something that you can, Frolic Me is about coming and sharing with your loved one, your lover or your partner. It's not about just watching it necessarily on your own. And that's something I really love, is when I hear that a couple have actually come across it and that they found certain films that have really ticked their box and have gone, oh my God, we then went on, had the most incredible evening together. And that for me is it. That's what I'm trying to do.
The actors you use, are they established porn actors or they just work for you?
No, they do work for others. Some people only work for maybe myself and a few other companies. Some are more established, yes. But I'm always looking for people that really understand sexuality. This isn't just a performance. This is something where I'm really trying to understand and show that moment of genuine sexuality that certain people just have. And I love working with them because they really understand it. They get it. They love it. And to watch a couple, or even we do some solo sex films as well, both male and female, but just to watch someone who really understands their sexuality is a really horny thing to do, because it just shows how fantastic sex can be. And that's something I really want to bring back, you know, particularly when there's so much negative imagery out there that I think a lot of us would all agree it's degrading, it's offensive, it's gratuitous. Why? Because it's sort of taken sex down the wrong road, as it were, for me. And it's something, the creation of the site was something where I wanted to actually put the love and care back into sex and to show it for what it can be.
And the actors that you choose to work with, do you have any rules around how they look? In that, you know, again, in a lot of pornography, everyone's good looking or they all have inflated body parts, and it's not really, again, a reflection of the real world.
Yeah. Do you know what? I've got a range of bodies and shapes. As I said, for me, it's very much about their sexuality as opposed to how they look. I'm trying to very much emulate natural figures. So people can feel they can identify. So when they're looking at someone, they don't sort of think, oh God, I never looked like that necessarily. So I am very much trying to have shapes and sizes, all shapes and sizes if I can. But it's for me, it's about the sexuality is what I look for. not just about the appendage.
Yes. Yeah, indeed. Do you cater for any of the kind of more fringy things like feet or, you know, that kind of stuff?
Oh, yes. We've had, yeah.
Oh, done a right. Bit feet of seems to be huge.
Yeah. I mean, I touch on all sorts, little bit of kink. I mean, I've done wonderful BDSM scenes. I've done Hot Wife. That's a strong genre that people enjoy where it's a couple where the husband or the sort of the long-term partner, male partner, is consenting to his female other half actually having sex with someone else. So I sort of portray that in a threesome, and that is incredibly popular as well. Our group scenes are always up there as something that people in like. But yeah, there's always a little bit of fetish in there, a little bit of kinky fun. I think that's great. I like to cover the broad spectrum with a bit of sexual fluidity as well. So, yeah, anything that we kind of feel, oh, we haven't done that yet, or we'd like to do it. But as I said, we've probably got about a good 20-odd different categories for people to choose from.
Yeah. One of our listeners, Anna, obviously has perhaps looked at porn before, says, do the actors make natural noises, not fake ear-splitting screams and moans?
I always say, because I'm wanting real sex, I want to bring out that true sexuality of that individual. I always say, you make the noises you would make if I didn't have a camera here. So I will admit, I have got a couple of models who are absolutely fantastic to work with. And I am often having to say, I know this is you naturally, but can you maybe just tone it down a little bit? But it's them. It's amazing how we all react differently during that moment of sex. And some people just genuinely are that little bit louder or that little bit noisier. So for me, I'd still want to keep it real. And I think that's important. So I don't ask them to ever fake a noise and I don't ask them to fake moments. Yeah.
Anna, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Anna Richards there, founder of Frolic Me. One texter says, Debbie says, have to disagree with that woman. I'm not a porn consumer, but to me, that's like saying only radio and TV shows presented and made by women should be consumed by women. Sometimes the fantasy of a man can be just as appealing to a woman. I'm sure that's the case, Debbie. And certainly from what Anna was saying, what she's producing, it seemed to be more the focus was on that it was ethical, that everybody feels respected. But it she seems to be making it to kind of appeal to couples more than just individuals. Another text says, a lot of American porn is now produced and directed by ex-female porn stars. Someone else says, yes, nothing screams porn like socks being left on. Well, don't knock it until you've tried it. How about that? Does she mean to tell me that women are tamer than men in the bedroom? Says Tommy. She hasn't seen my wife after a few glasses of Prosecco. She turns into a different person. Well, she meant everyone, obviously, Tommy, except your wife.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.